This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
KC2NVM, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff. Looks like we have another nice day here. It's kind of hazy. I don't know if this is just weather-related or if we've got some wildfire smoke over us, but when I hit the road in the morning, I'm actually going east, and then I cruise around the block, and then I come back west again. And I know when the wildfires were heavy, the smoke from the wildfires a few weeks ago, the sun was like that egg yolk yellow where you could almost stare at it without hurting your eyes. And this morning was a little bit brighter, but it did have that kind of look to it. Yeah. Good morning. How's your day starting out?
Crap and a half. I have a clogged drain at the house, so I haven't had my kitchen sink in 2 days. And I got currently 2 gallons of liquid Drano standing in the drain, both upstairs and downstairs.
That doesn't sound good. Sounds like you might need to take some more, what's the word I'm looking for, mechanical sort of action. I assume if you had 2 sinks, so this is in a main line then.
It's my daughter's bathroom sink, the slop sink in the laundry room, which feed into the, they're downstairs, and then the kitchen sink feeds into that. So between the three, I've already tried snaking it from the slop sink side to no avail. I can only get so far, and the snake I have just says, nope.
Oh, that's not cool. Not cool at all. Well, I wish you the best of luck in that, and hopefully the Drano dissolves it, and that it's not something rigid that's not going to move without, again, more mechanical means. So think about those little... rather than pushing it, pulling it. I used to work at Builder Square years ago, and I'd never actually seen anybody use one of these, and I think it would almost be sort of dangerous. Not really dangerous, but your plumbing's really not designed for it. But it was like this, I'll call it like a inflatable rubber ball, but it was more like a tube, like a long balloon, and you hooked your garden hose up to that, you put it in your drain, and it pressurized, and then it put pressure in the whole system. And I always thought, oh, that's a cool idea, but man, that puts a lot of pressure in your drains that don't normally see this pressure. Of course, all your drains, the pressure can go out in other sinks and whatnot, but if the clogs before then, yeah, that could be dangerous. That would suck if the experts to burst. Well, I would do wish you the best. Hopefully that resolves itself just sitting there.
Yeah, I'm hoping that when I get home from work today that the drain is gone or the clog is gone. But I'm foregoing my Tuesday afternoon shooting event because I got plumbing issues at home. But I do have one of those balloons with the hole in it that pressurizes, and it doesn't, they don't as
well. It seems like you dropped out there after you saying that you had that balloon. So you obviously know what I'm talking about. Yep. All right, this is K2PCB standing by.
I think it's Barry died. It's KC2PET.
Oh, yeah, this is K2PCB here. Good morning, Ross. Yeah, it seems like a couple of the group here are having some calamity issues this morning. Or maybe the VNC fell off or something.
Yep, whatever it is, I'm sure he'll get resolved. Well, good morning to you. I got a half a day today. I got to more PTO time. I got pick Evelyn up from school, so I gotta leave work at 11:30 today. So, yeah, it's this whole, well, you know, I've been saying about her boss at work, this whole cancer thing. It's, been doing a lot of, bent over backwards for her, trying to get, you know, work around her schedule, work around our schedule. You know, it's a big headache. And I hate to say it that way, but it's, you know, I obviously she has, like, the worst disease possible that I think of, but, it's getting kind of taxing on us a little bit.
Well, I guess you've probably been in a fairly good spot for a while now, in that Megan has the opportunity to work from home many of the work days, and, yeah, if she had to work in the office, you know, if she was seeing clients there every day, that she had to do in person, I'm sure your schedule would have been disrupted quite a while ago. So maybe it's just a balance of that time.
Ooh, my note just said there's have a special other state. We have to see what that is. But, I try to make the best of it, I guess, you know, I'm doing her a favor, so, and like I said, it's the worst disease you could probably have, but, all right, I'll turn back over to Jeff, see if he's back in there. It doesn't sound like it. Brad, is he in there today?
Yeah, I did get a message from Brad saying that, you know, I think he was saying it on the air yesterday that he had a dead mouse somehow trapped or, died around his Bilco doors, which is emanating a nice aroma into his ham shack. So he was saying he might not be in, and I said, well, I connected in Lancaster this morning if you wanted to try to see if you can get in direct, and if he had a chance, he was going to try that. That way he didn't have to be downstairs, but it would also see what his coverage Lancaster was, just being portable with the HT. But maybe he's dealing with the bigger or much more important issue at hand. I know that's what I would be doing as well.
Yeah, all right. Just me and you then. That's all right. So I know you just, did you do any more? I know, to talk with Jeff about my Stastic. I was thinking about, I have that TV, if I had time today, obviously I might, after I pick up Evelyn from her, activity hour, see if I could just stick it up there, see what I get for range, and, I won't go all the way up the tower, just get, like, halfway, and I have two magnets on, so I could just clip it to the magnets, and it has a battery in it, so, yeah, I'm interested to see, what I get with that.
Yeah, I don't know if Jeff can hear us. Obviously, we're not hearing him for some reason, but, like we were saying, maybe we could sit down together. And you've got that board there. I loaned out my Helltech boards to Shingler, but, it would be nice to get a better understanding of capability and what I'd like to do, what you'd like to do with it. And go from there. But, we'll have to get with Jeff on that. Hopefully his audio issue is resolvable. And, I'm losing my train of thought here for some reason. In fact, I said this morning, to Lynn, only one more day to go after this, and she sent me a text back after I got on the road, and like, what are you talking about? Today's Tuesday. Like, oh, crap. I thought today was Wednesday. But, that's what it is. And, again, losing my train of thought here. I need some coffee this morning.
Yeah, we lost Jeff altogether. I think he dropped right out. It was like the radio shut off due to like a dead battery, or his coax fell out. You know, something happened to his antenna. So it seemed like it wasn't like a audio issue. Just dropped, lost the carrier right together. But, I keep seeing that guy. I don't. So it's an interesting. I think it's an HF. I've never seen an antenna. And what's his? He's got on like a Jeep Liberty or something like that. So it looks like a helicopter going down the road. It looks like the, you know, he could turn it on and it would take off. But it's actually an HF antenna, I think. I've looked online for it. I haven't really seen anything of the full HF other than your antenna popped up, the Cactus. So that, you know, that shows up. And there's a couple other ones, but I'm trying to find out. I don't know if that's something that he made or is it something, you know, he purchased. It looks like it's pretty well built, obviously, with Sam being on mobile.
Well, I guess my first question before I forget about it is, did that weather alert come through, or did IF keying up stop that weather alert, or will it wait till you're done keying and transmitting for so long? And then the second one is, yeah, I see him around periodically. If I ever have an opportunity, I see him in a parking lot, or if he's at, like, you know, Tops or something. I'd be inclined to just sit there and wait till he came out and introduce myself and talk to him about it.
Yeah, he works at the, I forget the name of it, the old Scott's place on Erie Street. You know, I've seen him parked in there, so I'm assuming he works there. But, yeah. So, yeah, the weather alert, so that comes through every 10 minutes. It's in the wait stanza. Obviously with the ID. So what happens is it'll ID and then it'll throw out that weather alert. And it will wait until somebody unkeys to toss it out. Or it actually has a wait for it if it senses audio. Or if it says a key up, it'll wait until the next full minute is free.
Well, that's interesting because I was saying to Jeff that the weather looked a little weird this morning, at least when you're looking at the sun. It kind of seemed hazy, and I didn't know if that was, you know, some other impending weather, or if we're getting, you know, smoke from wildfires again, or what the case. Because it looked just like it did when they were reporting the wildfires a few weeks ago. It's starting to change a little bit. Looks like it's burning off, so maybe it is just some moisture this morning. But yeah, interesting. Great, I've got 6:42, so we're getting close for a Tuesday morning, not a Wednesday morning.
Yep, I'm just making my way over the tracks here, so the train just went by. So, yeah, I think that, yeah, it's very humid out, too. I noticed it's, for being 68 degrees, it doesn't feel cold at all to me. So I know the humidity, I looked at the humidity before I left, it was like 99%, so it's up there. So, yeah, I think that the sun will burn us off. It'll get hot and muggy again.
Yeah, on a completely different topic, and I think I agree with you on maybe it's just the humidity burning off, is that I've been playing around for the past couple of days with the auto repeater, or no, the auto roaming option of my DMR radio so that it would switch between three different hotspots on the fly in the background. And I can execute it manually, one channel at a time. But if I have to change the channel, I have to research to do the roaming search to see if there's a digital repeater. And basically, it does is it goes down the list of the ones that you have pre-assigned, and it gives them a try. I've been having trouble with that. Maybe I have it configured wrong, so I give up on that temporarily. But I will come back to that. So, but I've got 6:44 now, so I'm going to run. And when I disconnect after I listen to your final, it will disconnect everyone, at least from yours. This is KGPCP. I'm clear.
All right, Travis, sounds good. I just pulled in the parking lot, so I'll see you in there. And I have a half a day. So, KGPCP from KC2PT.
No worries. We'll catch you again in the morning. K2PCB.